The Prudential Family Hour of Stars. Each week, the Prudential Insurance Company of America, the company with the strength of Gibraltar, brings you one of its family of six great Hollywood stars: Dana Andrews, Ronald Coleman, Kirk Douglas, Irene Dunne, Jane Wyman, and Loretta Young, in a series of classic stories from the literature of the stage, novels, and the screen, with the music of Carmen Dragan. Today we present Maxwell Anderson's famous play, Winterset, starring Mr. Kirk Douglas as Mio Romagna.
My name's Garth Esdras. I can tell the story of Mio and Mariamne now, tell their story and know that they were wiser than I, wiser than the world. For to die for a dream and for what you believe is sometimes better than to live and betray yourself. And Mio and Mariamne, who were yet children, knew that sometimes the truth has to be shouted and fought for and even died for. Mio Romagna came out of the west one morning before the sun rose and stood on the street corner near my cellar apartment. It was a dead-end street under the bridge. It was the dead end of a lot of lives. Mio stood there talking to a boy I'd known before named Carr. My sister, Mariamne, who was sitting on the cellar steps, listened to him.
You said you were never coming east again.
Yeah, but I heard something change my mind. What's the matter, kid?
Nothing.
Why are you listening to me?
No reason. I'll go in.
She's a pretty kid.
A baby. Still feeling low?
Not much different. Talk about the lost generation. I'm the only one that fits that title. When the state executes your father, and your mother dies of grief, and you know your father was innocent, that can cut you off from the world with a meat axe.
Yeah.
I found out something, though. While I was west, I heard that a college professor back here named Hobhouse had turned up some new evidence in the Romagna case, so I came back to have a talk with the professor.
What happened?
What he had to tell me leads me right to that tenement house where that girl was sitting.
Yeah, Mio had done a little sleuthing, and the trail had led him to our cellar apartment. I knew he was around, who he was. I'd heard rumors of that and other things.
Garth, what did the lawyer mean that wrote to you?
What lawyer?
I found a letter on the floor of your room. He said, don't get me wrong, but stay out of the rain the next few days, just in case.
Thought I burned that letter.
Afterward, you did. But I know it was about Romagna and the murder he was convicted
of. Will
you
shut up, you little fool?
I've heard talk that Romagna wasn't guilty. And that you could have said...
Everybody knew Romagna wasn't guilty. But they weren't listening to evidence in his favor. They didn't want it.
But was that why they never called on you to testify?
So far as I know, they never heard of me. Listen, someone's coming. Be quiet.
Good morning. You'll excuse me for not knocking.
How are you, Trock?
You're not surprised to see me?
No, I heard you were out of the penitentiary.
Wait in the other room a minute, sister. Your brother and I got something to talk about.
Yes, of course.
And if you listen, I'll riddle that door.
I won't listen.
I just got out of the pen yesterday, and I'm paying my first call on you, Garth. Who started looking up the Romagna case again?
Some lousy professor with nothing else to do. If you read this stuff, you know as much about it as I do.
It wasn't you turning state's evidence.
You're out of your mind. The case was closed. They burned Romagna for it, and that finished it. Why should I look for trouble and maybe get myself burned?
I don't know. I just thought I'd find out.
I'm going straight, Trock. I haven't talked, and nobody's talked to me.
How much does your sister know?
Not a thing.
Well, then, we only got to worry about the judge. The morning paper says Judge Gaunt is nuts. He's got that blasted trial on his mind again, and he's going around trying to prove to everybody he was right to send Romagna to the chair. Trying to prove to everybody he was right to send Romagna to the chair. You better stay home the next few days. If because if I have to go looking for you, you'll stay a long time where I find you. Marianne.
Is he gone, Garth?
Yeah.
Garth, who is he?
Marianne, once a long time ago, I was with a gang that robbed a payroll. And I saw a murder done, and Troc Estrella did it. Now, if that got out, I'd go to the chair, and so would he. That's why he was here today.
Oh, I see.
Now, don't bother me with any more questions. I gotta think. Well, why don't you go for a walk or something?
All right, Garth. I'll go for a walk.
Hello.
Hello.
I thought you'd be out again when you heard the organ grinder. You live near here?
Yes. Right over there.
Then you'd better go inside. No use talking to me. I'm not your kind. I'm nobody's kind but my own.
I'd like to talk to you. Inside the house, there's only bitterness and pain.
That's all there is inside me. You see those lights along the river, cutting across the sky? Those are the hearth of Brooklyn. And over there, the towers of Manhattan. They turn their points like knives against me. Outcast of the world, snake in the streets.
What is your name?
Mio. What's yours?
Mariamne.
Ah, there's no such name.
But there's no such name as Mio. M-I-O, it's no name.
It's for Bartolomeo.
My mother's name was Miriam, so they called me Mariamne.
Meaning little Miriam?
Yes.
Little Miriam. When I first saw you this morning, I heard myself saying, this is the face that launches ships for me. And if I owned a dream, yes, half a dream, we'd share it. But I have no dream. And yet the blood in my veins goes like music because you're here. This men called love in happier times. So go in before you breathe too much of my atmosphere and catch death from me.
No, I'm not ready to go. I don't want to leave you. Oh, Mio, in all the unwanted places and wastelands that roll into the darkness out of sun and into sun out of dark, there should be one empty for you and me.
There's none.
Then I'll go now. I'm only a girl you saw in the tenements, and there's nothing said.
Mayamne. My darling.
Why did you speak to me this morning when you first saw me?
I loved you then.
And I came back because I love you, too.
No.
I want to follow you wherever you go and be all things to
you. No, Mariamne, listen to me. When I was 4 years old, we climbed through an iron gate, my mother and I, to see my father in prison. He stood in a death cell and put his hand through the bars and said, my Mio, I have only this to leave you, that I love you and will love you after I die. That night, the guards led him between them to the death chair. Love and marry somewhere else. Get your children in some other image more acceptable to society. This face of mine is stamped for sewage.
Mio.
My road's cut in rock and leads to one end. If I hurt you, I'm sorry. One gets over hurts.
What was his name? Your father's name?
Bartolomeo Romagna. I'm not ashamed of it.
Romagna? Why are you here?
For the reason that I've never had a home. Because I'm a cry out of a shallow grave, and all roads are mine that might revenge you.
But, Mio, why are you here? Why here?
I can't tell you that.
No, but there's someone lives here. Lives not far. And you mean to see him. You mean to ask
him... Who told you that?
His name is Garth. Garth Esdras.
Who are you, then? You seem to know a good deal about me. Were you sent to say this?
You said there was death about you. There is, and it's nearer than you think. Forget this street. Go before you're seen or spoken to. Your life depends on it.
I can't.
Mio, a man could stand up there and raise a gun. You'd never see him. And silence every dream and hope you've had.
I'll not leave. Here I've come in search of truth. And here I'll stay until I find it.
In Dr. In just a moment, we'll return with Act Two of Winterset, starring Mr. Kirk Douglas. Did you ever help a baby learn to walk? You must have thought, as he took those first uncertain steps, that he wouldn't get very far on his own. But did you ever think that even when he's in his teens and could probably win a foot race from you, what you do for him can still be mighty important to his future? Yes, he'll still need a home, a good education. During those growing up years, when he's getting his education, you'll want to make doubly sure that your family will have enough money if you're taken from them. For this particular purpose, you'll want to know more about the Prudential's Family Income Plan. Under this plan, you can make certain of leaving your family an income for those important years when your family is growing up. For example, on a $10,000 policy, you can have the additional protection of an extra income of $200 a month. Dollars that can mean so much in helping the family when they need help most. And because you are providing the extra income only when it is needed most, the cost of this family income plan is kept remarkably low. Why not talk over this plan for your own family's growing up years with your Prudential representative? Let him help you extend today's security into tomorrow for your children. And now, here is the second act of Winterset, starring Mr. Kirk Douglas as Mio.
Yes, I can tell the story of Mio and Mariamne now and know that they were wiser than I, wiser than the world. Space is time. That which was is now. The men of tomorrow live, and this is their yesterday. I said this to Mariamne and added, if this means little when you're young, remember it. It'll return to mean more when you're old. I didn't know then what lay ahead for Mariamne and for Mio. That night there was a knock at the door, and I opened it, and I found Judge Gaunt on my doorstep. Judge Gaunt, who had sentenced Bartolomeo Romagna to death. I pulled him into the house and slammed the door.
Esdras, a Professor Hobhouse wrote some trash about you and printed it. It's a pure fabrication, lacking facts and legal import. It is true, I could have called you as a witness, but the case was clear. Romagna was known guilty, and there was nothing to add. Who's that?
I'll answer it.
Your name is Esdras, or so they told me outside.
What do you want?
Is that the name?
Yes.
I'll be quick and brief. I'm the son of a man who died many years ago for a payroll robbery in New England. His name was Romagna. You have some knowledge of that crime. You may not care whether my father was guilty or not, but I do care. And care deeply. And I've come to ask you face to face.
If you mean to say that Bartolomeo Romagna was innocent, you are wrong. He was guilty.
Who? The judge at the trial was younger, but he had your face. Are you Judge Gaunt?
I am.
Well, then tell me what fires of torment, what purgatory would fit the beast that sat in robes and lied when he gave the charge and knew he lied. Judge that, and then go to your place in that inferno.
My boy, I know and have known what bitterness can rise against a court when it must say that a man to die. I can forgive you that, for you are your father's son, and you think of him as a son thinks of his father. I've sought for evidence, and you have sought.
Have you found it? Can you cite one fresh word in defense?
Your charge misled the jury more than the evidence. You accepted every biased meaning and distilled the poison for them.
That's not true! If it were, I'd be the first, I swear, to step down among all men and hold out both my hands for manacles. Yes, publish it in the streets that all I've held most sacred was defiled by my own act. My boy, believe
you
me.
You lie.
You lie, I tell you.
Mio. Mio.
Mariamne. What are you doing here?
I live here. My name is Esdras. Garth is my brother. The walls are thin. I heard what was said.
Oh, I'm going. This is no place for me.
What have you two met?
We've spoken together before.
Then you've spoken for the last time, I think.
Garth, I've always loved you and tried to help you, and you've been kind. Don't spoil it now.
Spoil it how?
Because I love him. I didn't know it would happen. We spoke together and the world changed. If you brought this to nothing, I'd want to die.
You better go, Romagna.
Yes, I know.
Well, hello. You don't mind if I join you, do you?
Hello, Trock.
I wouldn't want to cause you inconvenience, any of you, and especially the judge. I think you know that. Who are you?
Oh, I'm a half-wit. Came in here by mistake.
What's your name?
My name? Theophrastus Such. That's respectable. You'll find it all the way from here to the coast on the best police blotter.
Who has he got?
His name's Romagna. He's the son.
Then what is he doing here? You said you were on the level.
He just walked in on account of the stuff in the papers. We didn't ask him.
Well, we are a gathering. The son, the judge, you and me.
Why do you keep your hand in your pocket, friend?
Because I'm cold, punk. Garth, there's a car waiting up the street to take the judge home. We'll take him to the car.
That's not necessary.
I say it is, see? You wouldn't want to let the judge walk, would you? The judge is going to ride for his come home with a couple of chauffeurs. He'd be taken care of in style.
I want no hand in it.
Anything that happens to me happens to you.
I know that.
Keep your mouth out of it, then. And you better keep the punk here tonight just for luck.
How many men do you think you can murder, Trock?
Be careful, kid. I've done for better men than you. And I'll do for you.
I'm not afraid of you. I've hunted for you a long time. You killed the paymaster. You, not my father.
You lie.
Oh, no. This is a thing I've hunted over the earth to find out. And I'd be blind indeed if I missed it now. Well, Judge Gaunt, can't you see it?
I don't know. I'm broken. Broken across. I've walked the days, the weeks, the years, sure he was guilty, and that I did right. Yet, never quite sure. You will not repeat this. It will go no further.
No. No further than the moon takes the tides. No further than the news went when he died. When you found him guilty and they flashed that round the earth. Wherever men still breathe and think, and know what's done to them by the powers above, they'll know. That's all I ask. That'll be enough.
Go right on talking, both of you. It won't get far, I guess.
Oh, you'll see to that.
Yes, I'll see to it. Me and some others.
Then see to it. What can you do to me now that the night's on fire with this thing I know? My father was as I thought him. And I have my day.
Yeah, well, your day's a brief one, kid. Your day's a brief one. I'll be seeing you later, kid. I'll be seeing you all later.
We'll return to Mr. Kirk Douglas and Act 3 of Winterset in just a moment. I'd like to tell you now about one of the most unique towns in the United States. It's a complete little city with paved streets, all utilities, stores, a bank, schools, and everything else needed to accommodate a population of 2,500 people. You might never know it to look at it, but the town is a part of one farm. Yes, one single farm, one of the greatest agricultural developments in the country. Over 11,000 people are employed on its 50,000 acres. There are more than 80 separate industries on the farm, which make it a uniquely independent community. If you are a Prudential policyholder, you'll be especially interested to know that the Prudential has helped finance this farm, just as it has helped finance thousands of small and medium-sized family farms throughout the United States and Canada. What are the results of this Prudential farm investment program? Well, there are two important ones. First, these dollars enable the farmer to produce more of the necessities of life for all of us. Second, the interest earned by Prudential investments of all kinds enables the Prudential to provide you with life insurance protection at a far lower cost than would otherwise be possible. Now, here's the third act of Winterset, starring Mr. Kirk Douglas as Mio.
Mr.
I can tell their story now, for they were wiser than the world and I, these two who had met that morning. They'll weigh more than all the city's elders when the experiment's reckoned up in the end. Miriamne watched Trot from the window. Neil sat quietly without moving, and when he spoke, it was with a voice so soft I could hardly hear it.
The bright, ironical god. What fun they have in heaven. When a man prays hard for any gift, they give it. And then one more to boot that makes it useless.
Mio, he's climbing up the street along the bridgehead. Do you hear me, Mio? Trock's gone and the judge is gone. It's safe now. Go quickly before he returns with his gang.
Let him sit there if he wants to. No matter when he leaves, it'll be too late to save him. If Trock doesn't come back here, he'll be waiting somewhere down the street.
Oh, please go, Mio. Don't just sit there. You must hurry.
Go on, Romagna. Maybe you can get to the police station before he has time to set a trap for you. Go on, tell him. You owe me nothing. If they get Trock, they get me too, but that's not your headache.
I'm not waiting out of pity for you, but of love for your sister. I owe you no consideration. My father died. You knew the truth. You could have saved him.
Oh, God.
Oh, I wish we'd never seen each other, Miriamne. Never talked. Never smiled into one another's hearts.
I know. If they kill you, it's my fault.
Not at all, sweet. You warned me to keep away. But I would have it. Do you think I'd have time to draw a gun?
No. No, I don't, Neil.
Oh, Miriamne, I think I'm waking from a nightmare of hate and fear and death that's hemmed me from my birth. And I'm beginning to glimpse a life that can be lived in hope, but it's young in me yet. Teach me to live and forget the hate.
If I were a little older, if I knew the things to say, I can only put out my hands and give you back the faith you bring to me by being what you are. Because to me, you are all hope and beauty and brightness, drawn across what's black and mean. Mio, the only thing I do know to say to you is that I'm sure he would have forgiven.
He?
Your father.
But yes. Yes, he would. You'll think it's strange, but I never remembered that. He'd have forgiven. And there's no more to say. I've groped long enough through the everglades of old revenges. Here the road ends. Miriamne. Miriamne, my bitterness, my hate is gone. It's fallen from me. You've done this for me. You've set me free. Oh, Miriamne, let me have your arms. They'll say we're children. Well, the world's made up of children.
Yes.
But it's too late for me.
No, no, Mio.
Whatever streets I walk, you'll walk them too from now on. And whatever roof or stars I have to house me, you shall share my roof and stars and morning. I shall not forget.
God keep you.
And keep you. And remember this. If I should die, Miriamne, this day is our eternity. I came here seeking light in darkness, running from the dawn, and stumbled on a morning.
Mio, Mio, I love you.
All my life long, I've wanted only one thing, to say to the world and prove it. The man you killed was clean and true and full of love. I can say that now and give my proofs. Your brother let an innocent man take certainty for him to pay for the years he's had. That parts us then. But we're parted anyway by the same dark wind that blew us together. I shall say what I have to say. So I'm no longer welcome here. Goodbye, Miriamne.
Oh, don't go now, Mio. You've stayed too long. Trot will be waiting.
Goodbye, Miriamne. Stay alive. I wanted to stay alive because of you. I leave you that and what he said to me dying.
I love you and will love you after I die. Tomorrow, I shall still love you as I have loved the stars I'll never see and all the mornings that might have been yours and mine. The stars I'll never see and all the mornings that might have been yours and mine. Oh, Miriam, you taught me this. Kiss me. Good night. And goodbye. Kiss me for the last time. Miriam, I'm sorry. I've got blood on your lips. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Miriam.
Oh, Mio. Mio, listen to me. I'd have gone to die myself. You must hear this, Mio. I'd have died to help you. Mio, you must hear me. You must listen. Mio. I can die, too. I can. You up there. Your truck up there in the shadows. You killed him to silence him. But I'm not silent.
Miriam, make me still, you little fool.
Get out of my way, Garth. You hear me, Trot? All that he knew, I know, and I'll tell it tonight. I'll tell it and scream it through all the streets that Trot's a murderer. A murderer, do you hear me? Your work's not done and you won't live long. Not while I live. Do you hear? You're murderers and I know who you are.
Miriam, be still, Miriam.
Mio.
You little fool.
Mio. They killed me, too. Oh, wait for me, Mio. Wait for me. Mio.
Miriamne, my sister, and Mio, one breath shall call you now. Forgive us all. Forgive the ancient evil of the earth that brought you here. And know this where you lie. This is the glory of earth-born men and women. Not to cringe, never to yield, but sometimes to die for what you believe in. I wish that I'd died so long ago. You're free now. The night is set upon your winter of despair and torment, and your peace is at its dawn. Mr. Douglas will return in a moment to tell us about next week's program. There's one thing that every mother is concerned about, and that's her children's health. Perhaps the gravest danger from childhood disease lies in the complications and after effects. To help you recognize the common diseases of children and to help you prevent your youngsters catching them, the Prudential has prepared a special booklet for you, The Common Diseases of Children. To get your copy, just drop a card to the Prudential, Box 1212, Newark, N-E-W-A-R-K, New Jersey. Ask for The Common Diseases of Children. That's Box 1212, Newark, New Jersey. Now, here's Kirk Douglas.
First, I'd like to thank our splendid cast for their fine work, and my special thanks to Barbara Fuller for her magnificent playing of Miriamne. Next week, one of our Prudential family will bring another fine play, a radio adaptation of James M. Barrie's Quality Street. As the star of this charming comedy, you will hear Mr. Ronald Coleman. Thank you, and good afternoon.
Winterset was adapted by Gene Holloway, music by Carmen Dryden. Don't forget, next Sunday, our star will be Ronald Coleman in J.M. Barrie's famous play, Quality Street. And so until next week, this is Frank Goss saying good afternoon for the Prudential Family Hour of Stars. Dana Andrews, Ronald Coleman, Kirk Douglas, Irene Dunn, Jane Wyman, and Loretta Young. And for the Prudential Insurance Company of America, the company with the strength of Gibraltar. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.